great job. Really good to see him throw the ball like that. These pitches were just finishing better than they had been. They were just finishing better. The movement was later. That was good to see. And I think it's his second start in 23 days. So the fact that he went out in the seventh was great too, because obviously our pen was, half our pen was down tonight. And had some great performances, Maderos in particular. I had no idea what we were going to do at the end of the game there with the lead. I really didn't. But, once Maderos, he went out for the eighth, and he had a five or six pitch eighth inning. At that point, I'm sending him back out for the ninth. And that was against the 1-2-3 of their order. He had that quick inning. So he was looking good. So just decided to keep him going. And he did a great job. I mean, he's really made an impression since he's been here. It's a big arm, there's some movement, and he's got the cutter that's effective against lefties too. So it's a nice find there, and he did a great job for us. We hit a couple homers, only scored three, but we pitched well, and we get a nice win.
Oh. For Bryce, you think it might have just been a little bit of fatigue that he kind of got out of whack?
I think so. I think there was some fatigue there, and I don't think he was ever in any pain. Just some guys get the dead arm, talk about getting dead arm and stuff. I don't know if that's what it was. I've heard pitchers talk about that when they get dead arm, the ball's just not coming out, and I felt like it was something like that, but. It was good to see tonight. Like I said, the everything was just crispier.
How about, when a guy is as good as he was for 18 and 21 starts, that's, you got to almost lean and say that's more of who he is than that.
I agree. And that's what I said before the game. It wasn't, a glimpse of success. It went all the way back to the last 5 weeks of 25. And carry it all the way through the first couple months here. That's quite a run. So, it's great to see him throw the ball like he did tonight, that's gonna be great for us. If Bryce is who he has been, that's a big shot in the arm for us.
Who was available if Maderos didn't get into the ninth inning?
The only guys available were. Richie, Kinley, and Eliezer Hernandez. Yeah.
Oh. How much fun was it to see Maderos not only get through there, but fist bump or whatever.
He's a high energy guy, man. He's brought that. He's brought that to the team, to the bullpen. It's energy every day, and. He's not scared, it's his first major league save, and you would have thought he'd done it a bunch of times, the way he threw the ball and the way he had to deal with the toughest part of the order and got a lot of tough outs for us. So great job, man, by Maderos.
Did he try to get an at bat?
Yeah, probably want to done him, I guess.
Before the game, you talked about how guys kind of feel more secure in the big leagues when they contribute to a win, and they kind of have a few moments. I'm assuming that would go in the bucket.
Yeah, look, and he's thrown the ball well for us, but that's a different animal. What he did tonight, in a one-run game, to go, what was it, 2 1/3, I think, in a one-run game. I mean, that's big time stuff right there. So, yeah, that's that'll make him feel good, I'm sure.
But you give a lot of credit to the organization for telling pros four-seam more. When you have a player A embrace that advice and have the success he had tonight with it, does that galvanize not just the locker room, but the organization?
Yeah, I think it happens, right? You see, with players, people talk about change of scenery and that thing. Sometimes you just hear a voice that clicks with you, whether it's here or somewhere else. And I have all trust in the world and our pitching guys. They're great. But some you see that happen in this game where it might be a different voice or different piece of advice, and it clicks with a guy, and he takes off. So, you know, it's looking like that's the case with Vic.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.